So this is great. This is from a person named Brandon, where his handle is saying something about currently the Browns' fifth quarterback, who's technically on the roster but not going to play this year. And he wrote to us, he goes, playoffs 2 years ago wasn't fun. I said that this is way more fun than anything we've dealt with over the last 3 years. The playoffs 2 years ago, yes. But you know Anthony and I know you, Anthony. Or I know you know Anthony and I know. There we go. I've had a lot of coffee, guys. No sleep last night. I'm sorry. You and I both know that we knew that Joe wasn't coming back. And so you're watching this and you're going, boy, these people really love Joe, and Joe's great. These folks are going to be so mad when Joe's not back. And so there was this weird, like, this isn't as fun for us as it is for everybody else, because I knew he wasn't coming back. I knew it wasn't going to happen. And I even kind of alluded to it on the air and said, like, hey, enjoy this time, because this, that, and the other. And I don't think anybody wanted to believe me on that. And so it was a nice, fun run, and I love and cherish, because I have to, every moment that the Browns are in the playoffs. But, yeah, it wasn't as much fun because I kind of knew that we were having to go back. We were going to be forced to go back. That we got this little taste of, we were sitting on the roof drinking the three beers in Shawshank Redemption after tarring the roof on the final day. That's what we got to do with Joe Flacco's time. And then it was right back in the hole. I was being obtuse, and we went right back in the hole. And that's what last year was. So that part sucked. This, hey, it's, I don't know, man. It's kind of in my own way. And I don't care about all the guys, but there's guys I care about in the locker room. But it's almost like, man, let's see what we can give them help. They're going to line up. They're going to run the ball. I like Kevin personally. I like Andrew personally. We talked about that. There's things I certainly disagree with and things I agree with. But I also look at it and go, hey, man, we got two first-round picks next year. We have an umpteen amount of different quarterbacks that people are going to be paying attention to in the first round next year. Like, there's a lot of fun to be had between now and next year's draft. And I know that means that people are going to be going, Ken, are we having fun on a Monday morning after the Browns got beat 30-7 by somebody? I know that. But I think that there is a possibility. Like, next year is the year. Guys, you guys got to look at this the right way. Next year is the year where you guys get nervous, because they're going to probably take a quarterback next year. And they're probably going to use that other first-round pick, because it never works out. Very rarely, unless you're really aiming for it. They're not really aiming for it. The players are still too good. You're not probably going to get that first overall pick. So you're probably going to have to use both of them and move up. And so if you move up, now that's a lot of investment. And you're going to have to be nervous. Like, next year is nut-cutting time, and I'm going to be going, okay, here's this quarterback. We're going to have to get this guy figured out. And we better hope that this guy does it, because I can't sit here for another 4 years. Because now, the guys who called me at night who were older and go, Ken, you don't understand. I didn't want to believe him because I was 25 and stupid then. Now I'm 38, not much smarter, but I've had a lot more experience, and I see and I go, hey, man, we're starting to get a little bit closer to this. Like, my son's going to be 10 next month. By that time, he's going to be 14. By the time after that, like, who knows when we're going to get a quarterback there? We're talking about lost generations. I don't want to lose those guys. So next year is the pressure. This year, it's like, hey, Dylan Gabriel works out, he doesn't work out.
Yeah, that is true.
Works
that
out,
part,
great.
I'll meet you halfway.
That's all I'm asking.
But, you know, it's just weird when you don't truly have real expectations. And obviously, we know Vegas thinks you're terrible. Most fans around the league think you're going to be terrible this year. A lot of fans here in Cleveland think you're going to be really bad this year. I will say, you know, training camp, whatever. We've had guys that we thought dazzled in training camp that then we find out, oh, this is training camp. This doesn't look like real football at all. But preseason games, you know, that I'll be at the feast for that first preseason game like we are every year. And we'll be over there, one of the houses, Grandma Corky's, RIP, and we'll be watching the game and we'll be dialed in like we were for Johnny Manziel. We will.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
That will be, it'll be hard for me to get real worked up though if they're bad, because it's going to be like they're supposed to probably not be that good. Most third and fifth round picks are not good. They're at quarterbacks. They just aren't.
I get that. But I also, and you'll meet me halfway on this, is he a typical fifth round pick?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, very different.
I have no idea about the third round. I'm not going to say anything about him in terms, I think he's a very intelligent young man. I think that he's an adult. We'll see what he's able to do. But also, it's going to be interesting to see how they divvy up these reps. And we'll have to talk to Mary Kay about that. coming up on Thursday at 8:22, because it seems to be a very convoluted way with the way she wrote about it in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com yesterday. Parity, is it good for the league? Set, we will have seven champions in 7 years. We got to go quick on this, but go. Yeah. You say yes.
I think it can
the NBA,
be.
NBA, by the way, is that league.
I think it absolutely can be. Yeah, seven different champions in 7 years. And now because of the new CBA, the second apron, the dreaded second apron, you're going to get that parity. It does seem like you could have new champions. And the NBA has never been a league where we would look in the playoffs and go, man, anybody can come out of these conferences. No, no matter where the good teams were that had the superstars, that had the top five players in the NBA, you'd be like, all right, they'll probably make it out, and we know who's going to be in the NBA Finals. I mean, for 4 years here, we knew it was going to be Golden State and Cleveland for the most part. So that stuff is gone. The NBA, that's always kind of been, I thought, what people loved about the NBA is that you'd see the best players play in June. Mm-hmm. Now that's not the case. I mean, the Knicks, their best player is Jalen Brunson. And, you know, depending on what list you're looking at, top 15 player in the league, right? Even with some of the heroics in the playoffs. Tyrese Halliburton, if he makes it, is he even top 20? Out on the other side, all right, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been a top five player all year. He has been. We wondered if he could break through. And Minnesota, Anthony Edwards at his peak, you know, top six. So, which just means I think he's six. So, it's been very different. It just is very different this year. And I'm telling you right now, if it's Indiana and Oklahoma City in the finals, which it could be, it 100% could be, or Indiana, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Get ready for the Clay Travis tweets about the NBA TV ratings. Just get ready. The ratings will be terrible. But as far as like a fan, I love it. I absolutely love that it is wide open, that more fan bases do believe they can actually get to the NBA Finals. That had never been the case. My whole life growing up, only about five teams a year thought they could really get to the finals. Now, this is going to open it up to the NFL-type parity where a lot more teams, even if it's not really true, a lot more teams are going to think they have a chance to get there.
But you're going to put me in that box that you love to put me in, because I'm going to have to understand that Clay Travis is right about this, because the ratings are what we base this on. I mean, because ratings is a estimate of general households that are interested in what you're doing.
Sure.
And I know that and by the way, you're the first person to say, I think ratings will probably be better because they're doing weird things with the ratings now because of what they're doing with streaming. Are we going to be able to stream the finals? Are they on ABC again? Oh, yeah. So I'm assuming you're going to be able to stream the finals. If they can get their stuff worked out with Disney Plus, I don't know. I can't get any 30 for 30s. You guys better get your act together before college football season, or I'm going to lose my mind here. They'll be able to stream it. I bet they'll be a little bit better than you think, because they seem to be better. These are always our record ratings now because we're adding in some of these streamers, but that's me being technical and not really assessing the point. The general purpose of things are to draw the most fans, and we still recognize and appreciate and romanticize dominance, dynasties. I think that this is going to be an issue maybe for college football to some degree. People don't want to admit it. They like having a chance to knock off Alabama. They get really mad when they don't, and really when they get their you-know-what's knocked in the dirt. The same thing with Georgia. Now, I mean, do you have any faith that Ohio State's going to repeat as national champions? More than likely not. They got great players, but more than likely not. You know it's a very difficult thing. Last year, you know that team was loaded. They were hungry. Even after the loss to Michigan, you're going, man, something really special could happen here. And something special did happen. I think Texas might be that team this year. I have no faith that Texas would repeat. None. And I think that that might have an effect because people like dynasties in this country. They like the Lakers. They like the Celtics. They like the Yankees. I hate to say it, they like the Steelers from the 1970s on. Condoleezza Rice mentions the Browns were great. The Browns were a dynasty way back in the day. Some of the older fans, that's what got them on. I mean, this is something that we love here. And if you don't have a dynasty, a dynastic team that people are interested in to see whether or not David can beat Goliath, or if they want to be the one rooting for the evil empire, yeah, I think it hurts the general interest in the game. Because if it's just all you guys just hanging out and doing God knows what, I think the only thing that could come of it is negative headlines.
But I noticed.
Or perceived negative.
But the negative headlines just seem to follow the NBA no matter what they do. When it was the superstars joining up and creating these once in a lifetime teams, The NBA got crushed, right?
But
and Kevin Durant joining Steph Curry. Basketball-wise, what a magical combination. And then Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. Like that, will we ever see a team that has that much talent ever again? No, we're not. But yet, that got dogged. But now we're going to dog this, too. It just seems like whatever the NBA does, it just seems like the bigger narrative is, we don't like the NBA. Well, if you don't like the NBA, that's fine. Then this isn't for you.
Well, the NBA has always been kind of third. Maybe up until now. Maybe up until this generation, maybe it's changed, and people are fighting that. But before, it was kind of always third. It was Major League Baseball, then football, then the NBA. Then it was football, then Major League Baseball, then the NBA. Now, I think that they're fighting for number two. And I think that there's some people who don't like that. There's definitely people who just don't like basketball. It's a winter indoor sport. It's more, even though anybody can play it, it's more exclusive at the pro level than anything else you're going to find. Anything. I mean, there's great athletes.
Well, harder to make it into the league.
Yeah. I mean, you and I have seen basketball, like charity basketball games and celebrity softball games over at Classic Park where some of these football players, they can't hit the broadside of a barn. They can't throw a baseball. They can't hit a baseball. But my God, they can still run a 4-4-40 and they can't even catch the ball. So we put them on defense. And so, but it's still an exclusivity thing to them. And I think it was different then. I think there was a jealousy. There was a jealousy there that they probably overworked to fix, but they fixed it. And now one of these teams are going to have to figure out a way to stay together. And maybe it still would have been Boston if it weren't for the injuries. Maybe they, I know they started out down 2-0. Maybe they would have came back and beat the Knicks with Jason Tatum. But we're not going to know that. And it's going to be seven in a row. And I think people are going to be feeling differently about it.